The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 50 new COVID-19 cases in its latest update, September 1. Included in the new cases are 38 unvaccinated individuals, 3 partially vaccinated people, and 9 fully vaccinated people. The new cases reported today are as follows: Collingwood, 1. One person between 45 and 64 years old whose case is linked to close contact transmission. Barrie, 14, 5 youth under 18 years old, 6 people between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old and 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is linked to travel and 2 to close contact. The rest of the cases are still under investigation. Innisfil, 7, 2 youth under 18 years old, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old, 2 people between 35 and 44 years old, and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. 2 cases are linked to travel and 1 is listed as community acquired, no known link. The rest are still under investigation. Bradford, 3, 1 youth under 18 years old and 2 people between 18 and 34 years old. All 3 cases are still under investigation. Orillia, 3, 2 people between 35 and 44 years old and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. 1 case is still under investigation and the other 2 are attributed to close contact transmission. Oro Medonte, 4, 1 youth under 18 years old and 3 people between 18 and 34 years old. 2 cases are linked to close contact transmission and the other 2 are still under investigation. Tay, 1. One person between 65 and 79 years old whose case is listed as community acquired, no known link. Tiny, 1. One person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is linked to close contact. Issa, 3. One person between 18 and 34 years old, one between 35 and 44 years old, and one between 45 and 64 years old. All 3 cases are still under investigation. New Tecumseth, 5, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old, 2 people between 35 and 44 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact and the rest are still under investigation. Muskoka District, 8, 5 people from Gravenhurst, and 3 people from Huntsville. There are currently 211 active cases in the region. 12 people from Simcoe County are hospitalized with COVID-19, with 2 new hospitalizations reported since yesterday. Those hospitalized range in age from under 10 years old to in their 70s. 3 people are in intensive care units. 1 person of the 12 hospitalized was full vaccinated and the individual is not in intensive care. The health unit has confirmed 5,426 of the region's cases were variant strains. There are 126 lab-confirmed variant cases still active. The variant case breakdown includes 4,008 alpha cases, 168 gamma cases, 34 beta cases, 555 delta cases, and 661 cases have screened positive and are awaiting further testing. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 12,881 cases of COVID-19 with 12,414 of those cases recovered and 256 cases ending in death. According to the health unit, 75% of the population 12 years and older living in Simcoe Muskoka have received both doses of vaccine and another 7% have had their first vaccine dose. Approximately 28% of the total population of Simcoe Muskoka, including children, is unvaccinated and 65% is fully vaccinated. For more on the vaccination status of Simcoe Muskoka cases and hospitalizations, click here. Anyone born in 2009 or earlier living in Simcoe Muskoka region can book their first or second dose of vaccine online via Ontario Vaccine Booking System. More appointments are added regularly for clinics throughout the region. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on September 1. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate asterisk percent of 12 plus pop. With two doses of vaccine Ag Tosarantio 212,209 the 2nd of August 22 1,789 59.4% Berry 4,294 102,121 the 5th of August 31 2,796 73.7% Bradford WG 2,136 2,082 38 the 1st of August 31 4,893 71.5% Clearview 141 135 5 August 27, 938 68.3% Collingwood 247,238 the 3rd of August 31 1,184.2% ESA 506,488 the 4th of August 31 2,099 75.4% Innisfil 1,276 1,228 the 18th of August 31 3,095 67.6% Midland 205,199 the 6th of August 13 1120 78.6% New Tecumseth 1546 1518 the 4th of August 31 3651 70.8% Aurelia 336,320 the 8th of August 31 1381.1% Oro Medant 230,219 5 August 31st 986 86.3% Penetanguishene 203,194 the 8th of August 25 2106 81.7% Remara 113,110 the 1st of August 29 1081 63.6% Severn 90,853 August 30th 658.8% Springwater 296,292 the 2nd of August 31,381 81.9% Tay 121,117 the 2nd of August 31 1070 80.7% Tiny 136,133 the 2nd of August 31,013 70.3% Wasaga Beach 280,267,5 2 August 29 1181 77.2% Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital.